covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Apple's new M1-based systems are already the target of a mysterious and potentially devastating piece of malware. I'll tell you all about it in a moment, but first, if you enjoy your weekly tech news with a slight Linux bias, become part of our fleet. Choose your rank at patreon.com/category5. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and hey, if you like this video, please give us a big thumbs up. Don't forget to click the bell as well, and you'll catch the stories we cover each week. On with this story. Apple's new M1 chip was released in November, and it's already the target of a mysterious malware takeover. Silver Sparrow, as the malware has been dubbed, has been evolving since it was first detected in 2020, with the earliest version of the malware showing up on August 31st, according to VirusTotal. Now, with November's release of the new M1 ARM64-based Mac devices, a new variant of Silver Sparrow has cropped up, and it's specifically compiled for those new systems. Cybersecurity researchers at Colorado-based Red Canary detected the new variant of Silver Sparrow, and with the assistance of Malwarebytes, posted earlier this week that they've determined that the recorded infections are in excess of 30,000 Mac devices in at least 153 countries around the world. Our contacts at ESET remind us that the numbers could actually be significantly higher, since not everyone runs cybersecurity products on their Mac. So we can't in fact count them, even if they're infected. Thomas Reed, director of Mac and mobile at Malwarebytes, joins us. Thomas, we're hearing Silver Sparrow dubbed as mysterious. Why is that?
There are a lot of mysteries about the Silver Sparrow malware, such as who created it, and what's its purpose? We don't really know. And this stems from the fact that the payload, which is the part of the malware that's truly malicious, has yet to be seen. None of the infected machines have had that file, have had that payload, and as yet, security researchers have not located it.
If you were to speculate, what would you say we're looking at?
At this point, we think that Silver Sparrow may be adware. Now, adware is a particular kind of malware that defrauds advertising companies and affiliate programs. Companies can do things like put ads on their website and they get paid for that, or they can redirect to a particular site through an affiliate link and they can get paid for that as well. So what adware does is it takes advantage of that, and it uses your computer essentially as a bot in a botnet to fake these networks into thinking that a lot of people are looking at their ads or their pages, and the adware creators get paid for that. Now, that said, we really don't know if Silver Sparrow was actually adware. We suspect it may be, but we don't know for sure.
Thanks so much, Thomas. As adware, that sounds reasonably benign, but the fact remains that since Silver Sparrow has yet to reveal its payload or further instructions from the malware creator, it could interconnect all infected systems to create a botnet for malicious attack on infrastructure, or could almost simultaneously perform a mass-scale ransomware attack, causing tens of thousands of systems to suddenly go offline with their data held for ransom. The potential threat behind such an infection is very real. Now, I'm only speculating, of course, but there's nothing to say this is the case. But at the same time, right now, we just don't know. Tony Anscombe, global security evangelist for ESET, joins us. Tony, what's concerning about Silver Sparrow at this point?
At present, it's been unclear how that malware was being distributed, but I'm sure it will become clearer as the investigation continues. But to me, that's a big area of concern if you don't know how it's actually getting onto the machines itself. Now, the potential harm the malware may inflict at this time is unknown because the malware is not carrying a payload. In effect, it's a truck without a load. But it could be instructed to download and execute many different types of threats. But without understanding the motivation or intent of the author, it will be pure speculation on my part to whether it will remain benign or be devastating. Also important to note that while the persistence and unconventional method of installation are notable, there's also other dangerous malware samples already out there in the wild that attack the Mac OS environment. But the danger of this particular malware, though, really depends on the actions and intent of that author and what they want to deliver. There could also be a secondary risk here if a more malicious actor tries to take control of that benign dormant install base.
Thank you, Tony. In a blog post, the Red Canary researchers state, though we haven't observed Silver Sparrow delivering additional malicious payloads yet, its forward-looking M1 chip compatibility, global reach, relatively high infection rate, and operational maturity suggests Silver Sparrow is a reasonably serious threat, uniquely positioned to deliver a potentially impactful payload at a moment's notice. Malwarebytes has, at this point, seen over 43,000 instances of the malware. They note, however, that it appears the malware has removed or is removing itself from those systems via a kill switch triggered by the developer, and the server being used for command and control has mysteriously gone offline. Will it come back, or is Silver Sparrow dead in the water? Time will tell. It's important, regardless, to protect yourself. Make sure you install cybersecurity products on your Mac as well as Windows and Linux. For example, on your Mac, install ESET Cybersecurity for Mac OS or Malwarebytes Premium for Mac. Run a full system scan once you do, remove any existing threats, and make sure you keep the software up to date. If you'd like to learn more about the technical aspects of Silver Sparrow and the research performed so far, follow the link to the blog post in the description below. From the Category 5.TV newsroom, I'm Robbie Ferguson. Thanks so much for watching.